We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiber. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you, and hello again. And permit me to present Messrs. John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace, and Dennis Norton. And on to the first question, which goes to John Amis. It always does. John, I found a press reference to, and I quote, that creepy and seminal opera of 1821, which was to inspire both Berlioz and Wagner. Here's part of its overture. I fire the question at you. Which opera and by whom?
The cunningness of the clue. Yes. It's Der Freischütz, the free shot. Yes. By Weber.
By Weber. 2 marks. Frank, here's a familiar march. Frank, I know it's Elgar's Pomp and Circumstance, number one.
Oh, you lost.
Your question, where did Elgar find that phrase, that expression, pomp and circumstance?
I don't know. It's in Shakespeare.
Ah, well, that's where he found it, then.
Must be.
And it was spoken to me on the stage of the Younger Hall, St. Andrew's University, and I was playing in a brief reading, Iago, and Pityusnov was playing...
Typecasting.
Yeah, was playing... Well, there's nobody else, actually, I'm forced to admit. And Miss Extraordinary in that scene, Iago, is a very sort of offhand, rather modern thing. Mm. Oh, I wouldn't say that. He says, you know, this sort of thing. But that comes in the opening speech of this particular section, which we read. And it's the pride, pomp and circumstance of glorious war.
Peter Ustinov was playing, what, Desdemona?
Othello.
Yes.
He could have played.
So it comes with... Do you remember the act and the scene?
No.
No, right.
Well, we only had the bit typed out.
It was the bit in the middle of the page, wasn't it? That's right. Act 3, scene 3 of Othello is where it comes from. Pride, pomp and circumstance of glorious war. Ian, over to you. What ends on this curiously inconclusive chord?
Chin.
No, it's warmish, no. But it leaves you hanging in the air very oddly, doesn't
it? It's an opera.
Yes.
Not Chu Chin, but Jap.
Yes.
Cho Cho San. Madam Butterfly.
Yes. Isn't it odd? Can I just play? I mean, the chord you'd expect is the end of a whole opera. What you get instead is. And it ends.
Well, I find that, as a non-musician, I would say that's theatrically satisfying if you've got an opera with an Eastern theme, to have given it that kind of Western sound that you ended it.
I suppose there's also this sublime self-confidence of the opera producer who says that nobody will hear the last chord because by that time they'll be applauding.
Yes, a good point. Dennis, which popular song of 1916 told the Cho Cho San story in 32 bars?
Oh, yes, that would be Poor Butterfly.
It would.
Poor
get you
Butterfly,
2 months.
Need the moonbeams waiting.
Save it. Let us have a line or two from Julie Andrews.
Oh.
A charming tune, isn't it?
Mm, yeah. Have you lovely. Heard the Benny Goodman sextet version?
Ah, yes.
That's super.
Yes, that's lovely
yeah,
as well.
Lovely. Yeah.
She did it in, if anybody wants to know, in Thoroughly Modern Millie. Yeah. Music is sometimes performed by people who are related to one another. In some cases, quite famous families, like the Dolmetsch family or the Trapp family singers. John, what relation are these two? Instruments being?
The instruments. Well, violin and viola.
No, not violin. No.
No,
further down.
Oh, viola and cello?
No, further
two
down.
Two cello?
Cello and...
Double bass?
No, there was a piano there as well.
Oh. Call a horse. I'm not doing very well, am
not,
I?
Not terribly, no. Must Docker Mark, I think. It was the Tourteliers.
Oh.
Frank, what's the relationship here?
The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red, and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
Four blue eyes.
That's probably true, I think.
Frank Sinatra and Nancy.
Yes, so father and daughter, just as John's were husband and wife, in fact, Paul and Maud Tourtellier. Ian, how about this relationship?
Dinah, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is, then you know it, show to me. Dinah, where the Dixie's blazing, I would love sitting gazing to the eyes and
leave. Relationship?
Brothers.
Yes. How many?
Oh, that takes me back to a copy of that very record that we had at school.
Yes.
And it was one of the records that we burnt a hole not in the middle with a heated toasting fork in the label. And we principally did it with George Formby records. It was very effective. But we did it also with the Mills Brothers record, so that it sort of came out sort of... And you still could play it the ordinary way as well, so you had a double option there.
Yes. So they were four brothers, were they not? The what brothers?
I seem to remember there was the father came.
Well, yes, one of the brothers died in 1935. The father, the one, boom, 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 boom. The father took his place. Yes. But they were, the name, the...
Mills Brothers.
Mills Brothers, that's right. Dennis, what's the connection between these two? Your best pupils.
Yeah. I was going to say that they're simply aping my singing in your piano playing. I believe they call it in the profession a cover version. that's Jonathan and Darlene Edwards. Yes. Or that's what they were billed at as. And they were Paul Weston, who was an orchestra leader, and Joe Stafford.
Joe Stafford,
yeah,
that's right. And that's one of their best records, I think, yes. Husband,
there's a marvellous cover when the first record came out. It was a single, wasn't it, in those days, and there's a photograph of a pianist's hands. And you didn't notice, it was just a pianist's hands, except the right hand was on the left, and the left hand was on the left.
In the past, gentlemen, you've proved very slick at naming composers, beginning with each successive letter of the alphabet. A for Arnold, B for Beethoven, C for Chopin,
who
and
starts?
So on. That remains to be seen. This time it's song titles, compositions or pieces of music. Let me give you two examples. After the Ball, A for After the Ball, will get you 1 mark, A for After the Ball. But B for Burlington Bertie would get you 2 marks. B, B. So, a treble, like, for instance, baubles, bangles and beads, would get you 3 marks. So we're into the multiples business here.
You've used them all up.
No. I've just done the easy ones, A and B, so I'm going to start with John Amis and the letter C.
Are you then going to go around in sequence?
I am, yes. Right. So that's your first one is going to be F, for instance. So C, D, E, F. You know. So, John, I've given you a little moment's time here. C.
Champagne Charlie.
Yes, 2 marks. Good. Ooh, Frank, D.
Don't cry for me, D'Argentina.
Very, very good. One more. Ian, E.
End of the road. Yes, that's what it's called.
Is it really?
Yes, on the song.
End of the road, brackets, keep right on to.
Keep right on to.
Well, honestly. On condition you'll answer all the letters, right, I'll give you a
word. There'll be no letters to answer because it's filed in my thing under E because it's called End of the Road.
Right. One mark to you. Dennis,
thank you.
F.
Ah, have you got your pocket calculator?
Go on, yes.
Flat foot flugy with the line.
Flat foot flugy, Floyd, get you 5 marks. Yeah. Very good.
Five.
John, G.
I can only manage Gretchen am Spinnrade.
How many G's is that? One, isn't it?
Yes, one.
Yes. Yes, one. One G. Right, one mark to you. Frank, H.
Hi-ho, hi-ho.
Yes.
Four.
Yes.
Right. Off. The first programme I ever wrote on the radio was called Hi Ho, Hi Ho.
Well, you should know that. Yeah. You finally got paid for it, so to speak. Yeah. Ian, I.
I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
In love with one. Yeah, two. I'm
two.
In.
Yes.
Yes, I thought of If I Loved You, but fine.
Or there is a song called I, 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 but that.
Yeah. No, that was. That's not enough.
I love you. No.
not wearing that, no. Dennis, J.
Java Jive.
Yes, I had thought you might have spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
Oh,
you've got
blast.
2 marks for Java Jive. There's a beauty for John if he can think of it for K.
Well, yes. There's a little known record by Patrick Campbell singing a song which calls me 7 points. K.
Would be nice, but I think 3 would do. Katie, that's the one I had in mind. Frank, L.
La 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 la. All my life I will remember. Or
yes, go on. Yes,
love your horse.
Ah yes.
The pink
aeroplane. Yes.
I think you've been toasting his record again.
It's one for Al. Ian M.
Mountains of Mourn.
Oh, yes, or Molly Malone. 2 to you. Dennis, N.
No, Nanette.
Yes, that's the one. Very good. 3. Three. John, O.
O, Mr. Porter.
Oh, Mr. Porter.
O, Antonio.
Well, shall we give him that? Frank's got the better one. O, Antonio. Yes, 2. Why not?
Yeah, he doesn't get one for the end of Antonio.
Came from your side. No, he doesn't. Frank, P for...
You probably thought I couldn't get a double on this.
Yes.
Put a bit of powder on it, father. Put a bit of powder on it, father. A little bit of powder, do. Put a bit of powder on it, father. Let me beg of you.
Very good. Two. Yeah. Two. You, I think you'd like to know there was an old song called Pinky Panky Poo. Like
No, I don't.
No, I don't want to know that.
Relish.
Right. Thought. Not the easiest one, and yet not bad. Ian Q.
Oh, Questa Quella.
Yes, Questa Quella. That's right. 2 marks to you. Good. Dennis R.
Row, row, row.
3.
Down the river.
Yes, good. John S.
Salce. Otello, Verdi.
From Otello. It's a song, I suppose, isn't it? Yes. Yes, why not? Benny Goodman had a piece called Sing, 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 but you got 2 for that. Frank T.
I couldn't do any at all for this, actually. Funnily enough.
T for 2.
Yeah.
Well, it's four.
That came from your side.
Three. T for two.
T for two gets you two.
Because the second one's a double one, you see.
Yeah. Oh, how you would have loved to have thought of Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Oh. Oh, or Tippy Tippy
It's
tin.
All right afterwards.
Tippy Tippy Tin, yes. Yeah. Dennis just thought of the one. Ian, you?
Underneath the urches.
In my beautiful urges. Balloon, up, up and away. Yeah. All right, underneath the arches.
That would be a marvellous title for a book on psychiatry, wouldn't it? Underneath the urges.
Yes. Dennis, V.
Do you remember Vini, 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 Tu Sei Bella, Bella, Bella?
Yes, it's called, the two of them, Vini, Vini.
Oh, is it?
Yes, two for you. W, John, think of Strauss.
Willow, Willow.
Lovely, having had soldiers.
Yes.
Willow, Willow. I cannot deny that. I was thinking of Wine, Women and Song. But you've got
or
two.
Tit Willow, Tit Willow, yes. Tit Willow, three.
No, they're hyphenated anyway. It's, yes, anyway, not to...
Frank.
Willow. What?
X.
I'm putting all my X in one.
Actually, I would be bound to accept almost anything that began with the name of an instrument, wouldn't I? Try...
Xylophone... Stomp.
Rare. Frolics. Yes, Frolics. Xylophone antics. Rare time. Yes, I think. Shall we give him one?
Concerto.
Give him one. Right. Ian, why?
You are my yacht, you like.
You are my yacht.
You are my sunshine. Yes. Yeah. You made all my dreams come true. Yes, you've got one, Mark. Dennis Zed.
Well, do you remember a song that Bing Crosby used to sing that went, zing, 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 a little song with me. I was it beside the Zyder Z.
Am I right?
That you
how much of that was there? Right?
Zing, wait a minute, I can't. Zing, zing,
no,
zing.
That's the title. Zing, zing, zing.
Sure. All right, zing, zing.
Am I to accept that? Have you ever heard of zing, zing, zing?
Yes, yes.
There was.
I see you all right after.
Yes. There was an overture called Zampa, and there was a song called Zizizizumzum.
I think zing, zing, zing's more plausible.
More zausable, definitely yeah. More zausable, that is. I don't know how the marks have gone. Let's press on to the next round. The answer in the next round is in the words of a song, but two marks, or one mark penalty if you sing by mistake. You're supposed to only to speak in this round. John, when Felix was dynamited, where did he land? Can I give you a clue?
Was that one of Szymanowski's things?
No, it's one of Mickey David's things. No. You don't know, do you? Can your partner help you?
Kept on walking. Kept on
yes,
walking,
but you know where...
on his paws.
Blew him up with dynamite. You don't know where he came down, do you?
Land on his paws.
No, he came down in Timbuktu, so I can't...
No, but nevertheless, zoologically, he landed on his paws.
They always do.
Yes, indeed.
They?
Yes, right. This so half a mark.
This was the 10th time he'd gone up, though.
Doesn't matter.
He'd spent his other life.
No.
Give the man a mark. Frank.
Yes, sir.
He's in a good mood now. What is every bit as easy to sing, or to say, for that matter, as the first three letters of the alphabet?
D-E-F-G-H. I've got a guy. Gal.
Now, every bit as easy to sing or to say... That's your ABC.
That's your ABC. It's as easy as ABC. Hang on. It's a veil. Yes. It's Timber... Constantinople.
That's right.
C-O-N-S-T-A-N-I-P-O-L-E. Constantinople. It's as easy to sing as to say
it's
your ABC.
It's
rather outdated because it's Istanbul now.
Yes. Yes, that's not right. You get two marks for the answer, if not for the spelling. You get two marks. Anybody who was around at that time knows that it's C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O-P-E-L-E. You missed the middle bit. Oh, never mind. Ian, when Italy is nocturnal, what day is it in our own country?
Wednesday.
Yes, because?
When it's night time in Italy,
it's Wednesday over here. Bonk. That's right.
Yes. But not to sing it.
Dennis, where have they got cottons, silks, winkles and whelks?
On a barrows in the Walworth Road.
Do you remember whose song?
That was Leslie Cerrone's song.
Yes, for? Who used to sing it?
Well, I only remember him singing it.
A song, a smile, and the piano.
Norman Long.
Norman Long, yes, that's right. Last round coming up, four songs, four singers, four marks, because everybody always scores in this round. John, it's time we had some opera from you. Act one of The Barber of Seville, Sil mio nome. I'll give you what we expensively trained piano virtuosi call a vamp till ready.
Se il mio nome sa per voi bramate, dal mio lì labbro nel mio nome asciutate. Io son l'indaro che fida mi brama, che no sempre parlando così dalla tramonto del dì.
You all take a bar in the middle. Yeah. Yes,
I've always thought that the first act of The Barber was pinning the towel round your neck.
No, the first act of The Barber is asking you what you fancy for the 2:30. Frank, your turn. Lead us for a moment or two of community singing, just like the ivy.
Okay.
Yes, yep. Just like the ivy on the old garden wall, clinging so tightly, whate'er may befall. When I grow older, I'll be constant and true, just like the ivy, I'll cling.
I found that very affecting. It didn't affect the marks at all, but it affected me. Dennis, your turn now. There was a song in the 30s which told how a girl could change the singer's complexion. You remember, from white to rosy red. Can you
realise if they ever bring the 30s back, you'll be the Kiki D of our day.
The object of my affection can change my complexion from white to rosy red.
My turn. Da, da, de, de, de.
Every time she holds my hand and tells me that she's mine. There are many girls who can thrill me and some who can fill me with dreams of happiness. He's there again. But I know I'll never rest till she says she's mine. Now I'm not afraid she'll leave my heart.
I outlasted you on that 30s memory.
You robbed him of the middle bit by applauding.
Yeah. What you doing? The middle bit. I'm not afraid that she'll leave me, for she's not the type to take a dare. But instead I trust her implicitly. She can go where she wants to go, do what she wants to do. I don't care. Then back to your bit.
So you wouldn't want to miss that, would you?
Shall not perish from this earth.
Ian, you, I know, will be as delighted as I was to hear about the lady who went into a record shop and asked for a record of the News of the World symphony. from the New World Symphony, a tune with an added lyric turns out to be Going Home. It's lovely, and I thought it just might suit you.
Going home, going home, I'm a going home.
Lots of folk gathered there, all the friends I knew.
Time for us to go home too. It's been a victory this week for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.